Good morning. This morning's passage comes from the gospel reading appointed for today's daily office. John chapter 2, verses 46 through 50. It reads, "Then he, Jesus, came again to Cana in Galilee, where he had changed the water into wine. Now there was a royal official whose son lay ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went and begged him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said to him, 'Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe.' The official said to him, 'Sir, come down before my little boy dies.' Jesus said to him, 'Go, your son will live.' The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and started on his way. As a youth and young adult, I challenged myself repeatedly with the hardest word searches I could find. I realized at an early age that I found true joy in writing, and in order to write, I wanted to see everything around me with the deepest of detail. After all, it is through the smallest details that stories come alive for the reader or the hearer. In a word search, you know the word is there even though you cannot see it. That is called faith, the belief that something exists or can occur without physical evidence. The royal official in today's passage, number one, has faith that Jesus has the power to heal his son, even though Jesus has only turned water into wine. This is Jesus' first healing miracle. And number two, the official believes that his son has been cured simply by Jesus' words. Many of us have experienced moments in our lives when we may experience doubt in God's existence or presence because we simply cannot see evidence of it. Those times are not to be looked at with shame or make us feel unworthy. In fact, those moments offer us an opportunity to grow deeper in our relationship with God. They offer us the space to look at the situation from countless angles, seeking God's presence. We may even have the courage to ask a friend or family member to help us seek God in a given moment, therefore deepening other people's faith as well. I invite you to join with me today to recall a time you could not see God's presence in a given crisis, or how over time you came to realize that God's presence was in every moment of that crisis. If there is a situation where you are unable to see God's presence, pray. Ask a friend or a minister to walk with you as a companion in search of God's voice. Today's closing prayer may be found on page 231 of the Book of Common Prayer. The Collect for Proper 12, the Sunday closest to July 27th. Let us pray. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us your mercy, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through these things temporal, that we lose not the things eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new daily devotional or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each devotional in your inbox. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you, lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.